I cannot believe today has actually been 1 year since the passing of my beloved baby Blue from epilepsy. She went into cluster seizures 45 minutes straight. How do I know? Because I was taping them thinking that, okay, these videos are going to be helpful for neurology specialty down south and her veterinarian specialists. And I never thought, wow, strange, you'd be videotaping, you know, your beloved fur kid's last breath and going into seizure after seizure after seizure. Grandma seizures was never briefed or even told the possibility of cluster seizures. No one told me the possibility. It's something that it's like, you know, every year I'm going to definitely spread awareness and share of what she went through. Because, you know, humans have epilepsy. Well, your pets, your forever family, because they're your family, part of your family. When you adopt and bring them into your home, it's forever. It's not temporary, it's forever. If you're not ready forever, just like with human kids, if you're not ready for responsibility, if you have a sick child, then you're not ready to be a parent. Because a parent is a lifetime, it's a commitment, period. I just don't see how parents in the world, in my wildest dreams, can sit there and not be present for a son or daughter, no matter how old they are, when serious times call for being, you know, the most attentive parent you can be, or parents. I don't understand why parents just up and they are not. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know if it's something to do with they hate their child, son or daughter, no matter how old they are. They can't stand them. They don't want to be there. They just had kids to have kids because everybody else is having them, because I wanted to have them. And, you know, just because you want to have kids doesn't make you ready to be a parent or parents. You know, a son or daughter, no matter how old they are, I don't care if, you know, how old they are as an adult. This surgery, you're capable of driving, you're capable of attending to things, hobbies, working, whatever. And you're capable of being the responsible parent or parents. Meaning your butt sits there with your son or daughter, no matter how old they are, throughout their journey. And sometimes there's just, I mean, I don't get it, but sometimes a parent of parents is sometimes the son or daughter has to be the parent of parents. They don't have the parental role model, the compassion, the kindness, being present. And instead, they're having to be the parent. That's not fair. That's not right. That's not okay. And I'm sorry for people who think I'm being harsh, and I don't really care. You know, end of the journey, it's not going to matter. What matters is speaking up, you know? So other people that are going through this, you know, don't feel alone and think it's, you know, it's not okay. It's not normal. A parent of parents' responsibility is, it's the most selfless act you'll ever come across for trauma therapists, is to be a parent or parents. It is the number one most selfless duty and role you'll ever take on in your life. And if you cannot be 100% present, compassion, kindness, and put your child or children first, then you are not ready to be a parent or parents. You do a disservice to your child or children. And when they get to be adults, even worse. There's certain situations with a child or children, and they get to be older, I don't care, past 18, you know? They go through a cancer oncology journey, your butt's there. There's no excuses but excuses for not being present. You crawl if you have to. Your butt camps outside. You wait. It doesn't matter what your position is, how the relationship is, because no relationship with an adult son or daughter, whatever your situation, is ever going to be 100% perfect, because no one's relationship in life is perfect. But you damn a son or daughter when you're not present during oncology. What's your excuse but excuses? There's no excuse. I'll never ever be okay with that. There's no excuse. None. Absolutely none. None. You know, I'm a human mama to pets. You know, they're for family forever. They're part of the family. You know, they're my kids. They're human kids the same way. I'm going to be a mama bear. I'm going to be a mother hen. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to protect them. And they're sick, I'm going to be there. You know, what I experienced with Blue was something I had never experienced in my life. And you think you know everything, and you've seen everything, and you've gone through everything in life, no matter what trial tribulation, you really never have. You never will. Because there's always going to be experience that you will go through that you've never gone through before in your life. But you better bet that when you go through it, that you need to remember what you learned, what you did do, what you didn't do. We did all you could. I did all I could. I created the atmosphere. I made sure she was on the medicine. We maxed her medicine out. She was having more frequent seizures. They took her in. They gave her a two-year prognosis. She lived to be a little bit after her fifth year birthday. But I never mouse dreams. Nobody ever planned and educated me on what happens when they go into cluster seizures and they have back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back seizures and you can't move them because their body is literally seizing and, I mean, their muscles are locked. You can't move them. You can't get them into the car. I had to grab and run downstairs like a bolt of lightning. I was by myself for the majority of the time. I had to grab security cameras. I was hopeful that, you know, but my gut and my heart was saying, this isn't going to be good. I think this is it. I mean, my instinct was right. I was scared. I was scared for her. And I thought, if she comes out of this, she's going to be in such a vegetation state. Because every time she has a seizure, it affected her. It affected her neurologically. It affected her physically. She was losing function of her bladder and kidneys. Yeah, nerve damage was getting extensive, but I wanted her to have her best life, and I wasn't going to give up on Blue. I never gave up on any of my fur kids, even through their cancer journey. They're not my human kids. They're pets, they're animals, but they're living and breathing, and I treated them just like I would human kids, and I gave them everything I got, and then some. Imagine if I was a mother to a human child, or if people would not judge me and think that I would never mate, I couldn't be a good parent to a human child if you're sick, if you're going through oncology, if you have chronic illness. You can never be. You, and probably you. The problem was, is you never wanted me to be a human parent. Because I would have been the best human parent and would have done circles around you. All of you, period. Anybody who's judgmental and critical and made such crude comments, and knowing I went through, you know, reproductive health, IVF, all that stuff, to have children in my late 20s, early 30s, and for people to say such damning cruel things, is your problem. That's your behavior, not mine. See, I made peace for myself for the ill, rude, vile behavior from others and interjecting with a young boy who had a right to have a stepmother in his life. And again, I protected and made sure that young man had a good life, a normal life, and didn't have to be around me being sick. I played in my mind, did I do the right thing? I don't play that thought in my mind anymore because I know I did the damn right thing, and I made sure I was able to attend school still, sport functions, still be close to cousins and that. You know, just because you're in differences with family doesn't mean jack, okay? You don't put any child or children in between adult conflict and differences. If you don't like somebody, tough. You know, this isn't about you. It's about your child or children, you know? And a child, regardless, if it wasn't my, you know, biological child, still has a right to know the entire family and to be present. You don't have to like somebody. It doesn't matter. It's not about you. It's about the child or children. They have a right to get to know anybody and everybody and to be part of a family. And I protected the young man. I have no regrets. Zero. And making sure he didn't have to be around me sick. Period. But like I said, you know, my goal was always to be part of a child's life. I cannot control people who are hypocritical, judgmental people that were just jealous that I would have been a hell of a lot better parent than you ever could be and ever were. I do circles around you. I'm sorry. That's not opinion. It's a fact because I know who I am and what I'm made of. And I know how I have taken care of my fur babies. They always come first. I would have done the same with human kids. Nobody prepared me for what Blue experienced with cluster seizures. 45 minutes, her heart gave out. I didn't want to see her suffer, but I didn't want to see her go. It broke my heart in two, and she took a part of me. They do, you know. our pets, our fur babies and that, they show us unconditional love, unconditional support. They're there for us more than humans could ever be. And as time goes on in society, what we lack gets worse with contact, you know, and compassion, kindness with one another and being there for one another, you know? And our pets give us and we give back. And it's unconditional and nobody can deny that. You know, they say a lot of people, you know, oh, it doesn't make any sense, you know, and some people are like, oh, so-and-so grieved more for their pet than they did for so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, it's not for you really to decide, is it? It's your opinion, that's okay. But you must not have ever had pets and animals and felt that unconditional love in your life. Because if you had a pet and one that loved you no matter what, and was always there for you, waiting for you at the door, and was sleeping, you know, by your side all the time, and when you were sick at your worst, and other people failed you and faltered and they never did, then you never had a pet. You never really truly knew love. To say something like that. And I'm sorry, but that's how it is and that's my opinion. I'm gonna stick to it. But I did all I could. I mean, I wish I was warned of what was gonna happen. But then less than 5%, as I was told by especially neurology, it took like 3 weeks in order to contact them and tell them what happened and submit some of the videos that I saved that I thought I was going to share with them to show them what happened. I never got to that point because it blew past. Her heart gave out right in front of the front door. I never got that chance, but I wasn't prepared. So when you have a platform, you have an opportunity, and I don't care how big or small your platform is, you know, and you're able to share awareness and to help other human parents with their beloved fur babies that are epileptic patients, and you can share and learn from each other, you know. And sometimes veterinarians and neurology specialists, like I said, they didn't feel the need to share at all. That less than 5% became reality, but that less than 5% should have been educated to me, a client, and to their patient Blue. It didn't happen. I don't fault them, but there was a great learning curve, as they said, from it, that they need to educate, and they agreed the worst case scenario. So when something like this happens, you're prepared, you know? She made it past the 2-year prognosis, and she lived past her 5th birthday, and to me, it still wasn't long enough. But we want to talk about breaking your heart and watching a pet go into full-blown seizures like that. It just made me think today, is I don't know how any parent in the right frame of mind could ever sit there and abandon, neglect, gross neglect, cruel, not be present, be absent, use excuses, which are nothing but excuses, for their own damn kid or kids. I'm sorry, just I'm really passionate about this. Your child or children are not your parent or parents. You are a parent. You are a parental role model. You are the example to your young children that become adolescents, that become teenagers, and most importantly, throughout their adulthood. And what they learn from their environment, from their parent or parents, plays a big critical part of when they get older in their adulthood. And a lot of times, you adults have to unlearn behavior that is not okay. It was never okay. The abandonment, the neglect, lack of kindness, lack of compassion, lack of being present. You know, this is real stuff that happens to adults. And how they're brought up and with their environment and the lack of, you know? There's a lot of people in this world that would love to have kids. And they watch them, oh, I have to have kids because so-and-so's having kids. And I'm at this age and my clock's ticking. Okay, your clock can tick all day long till New Year's Eve. But you got to be ready. I think people need to sit down before even given the right to even have children to know what they're getting themselves into. And the responsibility for a lifetime. It doesn't stop when they turn 18. It continues on for the remainder of your life. Okay? It's not a temporary role or title. It's permanent. It's forever. If you're not ready and something may happen and you may have, think you have like, you know, ultrasound, oh, the baby's perfect. All of a sudden, baby's born with a birth defect or something chronic, heaven forbid, cancer, something terminal. If you're not ready to face that road and know it's a real reality and realize that, you know, now, your child or children's life, because there's a lot of people that have children, whether they foster, and some people adopt children who have chronic illness, terminal illness, they help others that can't handle it. You know, they want to live their best life. They're just not emotionally ready, or they just financially cannot be ready, or they feel they can't handle it, you know, whatever. They're responsible enough to place the care into those that can be. And that is also a very selfless act. So don't be selfish if you're not prepared and you can't do it. You need to place a responsibility in the best life that your child or children can have into someone else's that's ready, because you may be not. And you know, the most selfish thing you could do is continue being a parent when you can't be. Period. You know? I know, I went off. I'm sorry, I'm passionate about this. I am. I will always be for the rest of my life. Today marks a year, you know, of losing Blue. And I never thought in my wildest dreams it would be from cluster seizures of 45 minutes straight and less than 5% chance of happening. But it sure made a believer and helped educate not only her veterinarian, but veterinary specialist and neurologist who got to watch the videos and got to be educated to realize that less than 5% we need to share with our clients for babies that do have epilepsy, you know, and that this is a real possibility. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but there's always a chance. And as physicians, no matter if you're a physician to humans or you're a veterinarian specialist, you know, you got to sit down and go over everything, even the little 5% or less that could happen. You need to make sure that the clients and patients are aware and in the know when something like this happens. You're not in a position like I was, and absolutely shocked. Could I respond to different? I am highly critical of myself. I'll always be when it comes to my fur kids, and if I have human kids, I would want to make sure I would always be the best parent too. So I'm always going to be hyper critical, and that's, as I was told by a trauma therapist, that makes a damn good parent. Period. It makes a mother bear and a mother hen to your pets, your fur babies. I know I would make a damn good human mama. It just, God needed me to take care of the creatures, both big and small, and to be present as a human parent, mama, that way. And I've always been, and I always will be, till my last dying breath. And I know that's going to happen. And it's the truth. But I'll always be critical. Could I have done things different? I mean, could I have placed a pillow behind her? Would that have made any difference? It wouldn't have. I was able to watch more videos because I had security camera, which is going off every 30 seconds behind me. I was keeping myself in the best I could on, but I'm trying to call the emergency veterinarian. They're telling me to rush her in right away, and I'm going to go clean across state. I can't even get her to stop having seizures. I utilized what I had at home to try to stop them, you know, to give her, you know, some kind of a break. But it wasn't enough because her heart gave out in the end after 45 minutes. There's nothing I could have done different. I'm always going to be hypercritical still. I'm always going to find things. But when I looked at some of the videos throughout this weekend that I wasn't able to look at before, I realized that I did do everything I could. And in that point, I was such in shock because it was something I wasn't prepared for. It was hard for me to even watch being present because it just was breaking my heart. I was beside myself, and I think anybody would have in my situation, period. But what you learn by going through something really traumatic is valuable because it helps you in the future. Or if you come across, maybe someone needs help in a situation like this, or you go through it again. You parents out there in the world, you're blessed to have kids, human kids. When there's women and there's men like myself who've always wanted to have kids, and we've tried and we have put our body through surgeries and testing and this and still didn't work, you are more blessed than you'll ever realize to have children. When there's people like us that really wanted kids and we never were able to realize it. We realize is there's a void our entire life and things that aren't normal. We don't have a normal life because we can't relate to a lot of things that most human beings go through as parents. And let's face it, having kids in society is just normalcy. What makes it abnormal as hell is when you can't and you tried. But what really gets on my nerves is when you have parents who have kids and you're not attentive, you're not responsible, you're neglecting, you're leaving, you're absent, and you're using nothing but excuses. Your excuses are nothing but excuses. Those are your excuses. And sometimes it's how you treat kids and your behavior and things you do around your own kids when they become adults. Don't fault what a son or daughter sees or experiences, and things are traumatic by the hands of a parent or parents. And I'm saying this to anyone. I'm saying this to any son or daughter, any man or woman out there in the world, and you've experienced some things from a parent or parents in your adulthood. And we're not talking about little things. We're talking about really traumatic things. And it made you step back. It made you take a time out. And there's some things that as a parent, parents do, that sometimes just isn't acceptable and it's not forgivable. You have to forgive yourself and make peace with what happened. And it doesn't matter what it is. Trauma's trauma. Whether it's an absence, you know, from not being there with your health, whether it's something with addiction or something a parent has, or whether it's a behavior or something that transpired or something that's really just not normal, you know? You can't bottle all that stuff up either, you know? You need to talk to somebody, a therapist, a counselor. You need to release that. You can't build that stuff up. You can't walk around life with that on your shoulders. That is a weight for you to not to carry and not to bear. You are not the parent of parents. An action of a parent of parents is not your responsibility to carry on your shoulders for the rest of your life. You know why? Because you're not the parent of parents. You're the son, you're the daughter. You need to remember that. You have to make peace for yourself and you have to move forward. And you have to get to the point where you gotta leave what happened in the past. And sometimes that doesn't mean, and everybody's entitled whether you forgive or not, okay? Even the good Lord knows there's some things that aren't forgivable. You know, we all got to go to the Maker one day and make peace with what we've done, okay? Allow the good Lord to handle that. That's not your responsibility. So don't take on a parent's responsibility. You're not the parent. You're their adult daughter. You're their adult son. With too many people walking around, too much on their shoulders of behavior from a parent of parents is not yours. It's not your weight to carry. Is anybody going through that and you're listening to this? Please remember, it's not your weight to carry. Yeah? Tomorrow's Sunday. I always call it my reset day. A lot of people call it Holy Day. I save certain things, special things in life I have for Sundays. That's just me. Every year I'll be doing something special in memory and honor my beloved baby Blue, and also using platform to educate people on canine epilepsy awareness and epilepsy awareness in general for fur babies, because it doesn't just happen in canines, it happens in felines that also have epilepsy. And that 5% of what I experienced, it's a reality. And as specialists and veterinarian specialists and neurology veterinarian specialists, you have to still sit down with your clients and patients and explain that 5% or less possibility. That way they're prepared and in the know. You don't want to leave a client like in a situation like I was in and have no idea what they're facing, and that less than 5% becomes a reality, because it was my reality 1 year ago today. But for all you human parents in this world, and you have not been the best parent of parents you can be, and you know you haven't, it's never too late to do an about face while you're still living and breathing and waking up the next day. And God gave you a gift. You also need to remember you need to use it. And if you have not been present, if you've been absent, if you've been negligent, if you've been doing things you shouldn't have been doing, if you create an experience for a son or a daughter that is, wasn't okay, I want to tell you, first step you need to do, you know, especially if there's estrangement, and every son or daughter has a right of how they handle matters when it comes to a parent or parental role model, whether it's your birth parent, adopted parents, foster parents, whatever you have experienced, you know, talk about trauma, all right? Things aren't okay, or absence or neglect, or you've gone through, as a cancer patient, you didn't have a parent or parents there, whatever situation, okay? I'm telling you right now, you need to make peace for yourself. You need to get the weight off your shoulders. You need to release it for you, okay? But you have to remember, you're not the parent of parents. It's not for you to pressure any parent or parent to make right from wrong. And as a parent or parents, I'm saying this to everyone out there, and you've done something that has led to a traumatic trauma, a trial and tribulation, something not okay, neglectful, whatever situation to your son, daughter, sons, daughters, whatever situation with your children, okay? It's never too late to make right with wrong. From wrong, but it starts with an apology, and it starts with owning your mistakes as a parent of parents. You have to remember, your son or daughter, no matter how old they are, or your kids, they are not your parents or parent. Okay? And when you have kids, it's the most selfless act, I'll say again, I can't say enough, you'll ever, ever make. The most selfless act and decision you'll ever make. And if you're not ready, you're not ready. Okay? You know, give that responsibility and the love and the attention and the time, that compassion, the kindness, and being there and being present to someone who is ready. There's a lot of people that do, you know, they go through surgeries, they go through IVF, they go through reproductive, they have kids and they don't realize, you know, they don't realize that dream. And they would give your child or children, I mean, their heart and then some. You know, there's help there, you know, if you can't be present for your son or daughter or situation. But I'm telling you, your parents out there, you have to apologize for behavior. If you can't apologize, then don't fault your adult kids. I'm talking about adult kids, son or daughters. When there's absence, when there's estrangement, don't fault them. Because you are never going to get past the past until you make peace with it. Once you make peace and you apologize, and you give time, allow son or daughter to respond, and it might be not be right away, it may take time, okay? You make peace with the past, you then become in the present moment, and then you can look forward to the future. But don't ever have, you sons and daughters out there, don't ever take the world and weight on your shoulders of a behavior from a parent or parents that is not for you to carry. You know? And any parent or parent who uses excuses, you know, they're excuses for your behavior. They're excuses. Come on, you're responsible. You're an adult. You're a parent. You're more responsible than that, okay? Take responsibility for your actions, all right? And if you love your kids enough, or your kid enough, or your son, your daughter enough, you'll already be on that way of making right from wrong. But even with pets, it's a lifetime responsibility. And I'm going to say this as well with animals. They're living and breathing. They're not objects. They're not picture frames. Per my trauma therapist, it's not like a vase. You just sit down. It's not when you feel like it. They're forever. They're part of your family. And if you don't understand that, they're their responsibility and not just at your leisure, okay, then don't do a disservice to animals either that become forever your fur babies and part of your family, period. Please understand too, you know, it doesn't matter. Sometimes in life you can be prepared, like I was in a situation with baby Blue and her epilepsy, and you could be prepared and have all this and that, but there's things in life that happen that'll never prepare you, no matter how well prepared you are. Don't be hard on yourself, because end of the day, and you know you've gave it your all and then some, and everything you got, you gave everything. And sometimes you can realize that that's more than enough, because there's a lot of people out there now that don't. Be proud of yourself for being one that did.